This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
A lot of companies have evolved over the course of the pandemic. Take Walmart, which is incidentally reporting earnings tomorrow. It is a mega retailer that has actually grown its business this year. It's turned up its e-commerce in its ongoing competition with Amazon. And now Walmart is launching Walmart Pet Services, as in pet insurance, dog walking and pet sitting, on top of the pet food and toys it already sells. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The increase in the number of people getting pets has been one of the few truly positive news stories this year.
Oh, yes. I have a pandemic golden. He is in training right now.
Dog owner Greg Portell is also a partner with Kearney Consulting Firm. He says the nearly $100 billion pet market has proven to be resilient, even through recessions.
Consumers have really taken to pets as a way to have a little bit of luxury without really going over the top for themselves.
Specialized retailers like Petco and PetSmart have dominated the market, but retailers like Walmart and Target are catching up, says analyst Mickey Chadha with Moody's Investors Service.
It's an attractive space to be in.
And the big box stores have an advantage during the pandemic because consumers are looking for one-stop shopping. But he says specialty stores have an advantage, too. Some pet retailers have exclusive deals with pet food brands, and our fur babies can be pretty picky eaters. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.